Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Living. This is Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest today is my friend, Dr. Gregory Brown. And Dr. Greg is a psychiatrist and author of his new book, New Mind, New Body, The Inner Makeover for a New You. Dr. Brown is an associate professor and the psychiatry residency training director at the University of Nevada. And he conquered his own weight challenges and shares tools with us on how to revitalize your mind, body, and spirit on your weight loss journey. And today we're going to explore lots of different topics with Dr. Greg. And I want to say welcome, Dr. Greg. I'm thrilled that you're here with us today.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate being invited.
And I remember that we met in California, and I think it was at a conference where I was speaking on a panel about speaking, and we met, and I remember meeting you and your lovely wife, Alicia, and talking about your new book, and I remember just connecting with your energy and feeling the passion that you had about the work that you're doing, and I just knew that we had to have you on Soul Guided Living so you could connect with all of our listeners.
Well, thank you. It's a delight to be here today.
And I want to say congratulations on your new book, which is entitled New Mind, New Body. I just absolutely loved it.
Thank you so much. It just came out in July after a considerable birthing period, and it was finally really awesome to have it in physical form.
Yeah, isn't that a fantastic feeling?
Yes, it is.
So I want to jump right in here, and I wanted to start with asking you a question. You know, I've heard this term that's called yo-yo dieting. So, you know, what is yo-yo diet or the yo-yo diet syndrome, and why is it so hard for people to lose weight?
Well, the two, I think, are actually interconnected in some interesting ways. But I would imagine, I know that I had many attempts to lose weight, and I'm guessing that many of your listeners have as well. And we often find particular life events where we hit a target. We say, you know, I want to fit into those clothes I wore to my prom before my reunion, or I want to look really good for my wedding or my children's wedding or some life event, and we follow a diet really, really tightly. We lose the weight. We go to the event. And then somehow we have this internal sense that we can go back to eating what we always ate before but still keep the weight off. It's like one of those little internal fantasies in our head that's not real in the real world, but it's something that we act as if it was real. So we go back to eating what we ate before, and because our body has felt starved or deprived, instead of just going back to the weight that we started at, we overshoot that weight by 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 pounds. And each time we diet and then stop dieting, what happens is that yo-yo happens, and each time we gain another 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds over what our previous high had been. And so this concept of a yo-yo diet is losing weight, gaining back, but gaining back a little bit more than what we started with. And I think this is tied to, you know, a long history of human biology. During periods of time where there were great famines or trouble getting food for large populations hundreds or thousands of years ago, the people who did not have a metabolism that stored fat effectively would be dead before the end of a season, for example, and those people who could store fat very efficiently would survive to live till the next season or the next harvest. So we have inherited genes, all of us, that will tend to support holding on to fat rather than letting go of it. And that's why it's hard to lose weight as long as your diet remains unchanged and inconsistent.
So what makes people successfully lose weight?
Well, I think the first thing to lead to success is to have a really clear and thoughtful goal and purpose for losing weight. So I listed a few reasons earlier, like looking good for a reunion or looking really good at a certain point in life for a reason. And those are successful in short-term solutions. But to have a longer-term successful weight loss, people have to really transform their relationships to food. And part of that relates to finding a dietary choice that doesn't feel like a diet, but rather feels like something that could become a lifetime pattern and a lifetime change. So it's a diet that transforms into a lifestyle, for example, is a way of thinking about long-term successful weight loss.
I like that, a lifestyle, not just something that we're doing, like you said, like targeting a particular short-term goal, but really just transforming our relationship with food. And, you know, I loved in the book how there's so much in the book. And, you know, we talk about, you know, different personal transformation tools. And that really resonated with me when I was reading the book, because I know you talk extensively about, you know, how you can choose different diets, and there's different diets that we can all use. But when I started getting into this section on the personal transformation tools like meditation and tapping and NLP, there was so much there. So can you share with me how those transformational tools help us to make that lifestyle change?
Well, I call this the EAT program, EATT, as opposed to just eating. And EAT transforms or breaks down into examination, action, testing, and transformation. So the first set of tools are a group of mind maps which really begin to explore different experiences of eating that people have. So, as just a quick example, if someone finds that after being upset at work, they go home and eat in an out-of-control way, then they can use the mind map in the book and draw their own to expand upon it, but to explore the feelings. Because the eating after being upset wasn't an accident, so exploring that is the first step, examining what happened. What about being angry at work led me to go home and eat a whole chocolate cake, as an example? And
right,
so
right.
You can look at the feeling tone, the circumstance, the situation, times in the past when you might have been angry and overate, and begin to establish what leads to this pattern of anger leading to overeating. Then the next step is to act on that knowledge. And that's where all of those NLP techniques, the tapping techniques, and everything you just mentioned came into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you see that connection, you can then, there are some pretty straightforward ways of breaking that connection or certainly making it weaker so that the next time you get angry at work, maybe it's not a whole chocolate cake, but just a Twinkie. And these techniques can help break cravings. They can help break these patterns that have developed over life. And so that's your action plan. The test is the next time you get angry at work, if you've used these techniques to cut the pattern out, do you go home and eat another chocolate cake? And if you don't, then, you know, you have by definition transformed that aspect of your emotional eating or your emotional contact with food.
Beautiful. Well, today you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest is Dr. Gregory Brown, a psychiatrist and author of a new book entitled New Mind, New Body. And after this short commercial break, we're going to dive deeper into the wisdom of New Mind, New Body, and find out more about the EAT plan. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Today our guest is Dr. Gregory Brown, a psychiatrist and author of the book New Mind, New Body. And we were talking about the EAT plan, E-A-T-T plan, before we took the commercial break, and that EAT standing for Examine, Act, Test, and Transform. So this is really a new way to approach our weight management and actually starting to understand the unconscious patterns that we have in our relationship with food. And Greg, I'd love to ask you about some of these unconscious patterns that as we go through the EAT plan, that, you know, as we examine our life and act and test and transform, what are some of the patterns that we should be aware of and some of the patterns that you talk about in your new book?
Well, we start by looking at certain circumstances that may lead to overeating, and you have to identify them in your own life because there's no way to know what they'll be as an external viewer. But some of the key areas we look at are family, friends or social situations, and emotional patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, you can do one of these exploratory examples in the book where you start with a family member and map out what their relationships were to food and how they affected your relationships to food. Now, this is something that has probably become automatic in your life over the course of decades, but, you know, perhaps your mother grew up in the Depression or something, and so every time you gained a pound at school, that was a really positive thing. So when you were young, you got continually reinforced for gaining weight, getting taller, getting bigger, because food was more short. It was hard to feed a family at that point in time. The whole social environment was very different than it is today. And so inside, perhaps outside of your immediate conscious awareness, you may not be aware that those positive reinforcements at a young age for eating and gaining weight may still be affecting you today because nothing has happened to change them. And so when you start mapping out some of these relationships and some of the feelings, what will happen is spontaneous thoughts will pop into your head. You'll sort of become conscious of them. Oh, my word, mm-hmm. Mom used to give me a gold star every time I gained a pound.
Okay. Yeah, I see how that could work, right?
So you're pulling out stuff that you may have known consciously or not before, but you start pulling out these patterns that are affecting your attitudes towards eating.
And in the book, you actually have these mind maps that you can use to really dive into each one of these areas about, you know, the relationship with friends, the patterns with your family, situations, your feelings. And so, you know, we go through and we map that out and those awarenesses come forth. I love the, you know, the personal development aspect of that. So allowing yourself to spend some time to look at and really, you know, uncover these patterns and then begin to make some changes. And I have to say, Greg, one of the other parts that I loved about the book is that there's so many tools available in the book. And what was interesting, I liked the way that, you know, you didn't call them tools. You actually called them experiences.
Yes.
And I love that. Yeah, explain, you know, just share with us, you know, how we went from tools to experiences, because I just love that term experiences. It makes me feel like I don't have to work so hard.
And you know, you hit on a core of it, and that is, I think when you have an experience and it becomes real for you, then you're not working at it anymore. It's becoming part of you, and it's almost automatic if you just engage with it. And so that's one reason it's called an experience. The other thing is, when I was first thinking of these, I was considering calling them exercises. But if you're in the context of wanting to lose weight, usually the last word you ever want to hear is the word exercise. I thought experience is much better, because that's the goal, is having an experience and seeing what comes out of it. Yeah. The first one, and in fact, I might share the first one with your audience quickly if we have a moment.
Sure, and let's do that.
Yeah, I think this is actually sets the entire tone for being successful in the long term. And so if you make a list, just a quick list, of the key reasons that you think you want to lose weight or that you're planning to lose weight, and mm-hmm. make them as clear as you can and make as many as you can, after you're finished making that list, you'll probably find, unless you're already totally successful at this, if you're still struggling, what you'll find is that list contains a lot of stuff, like, my spouse told me I should lose 10 pounds, or my doctor said if I don't lose 10 pounds, I'm going to have to go on a medication, or people at work noticed I had gained weight. I mean, they're going to be basically a lot of sentences that are focused on other people's impressions, recommendations, or goals for us.
Okay.
And none of those sentences are going to ultimately be motivating. Because honestly, even though I'm a doctor and I like patients to follow what I recommend and whatnot, if the doctor just says, I think you should do this, what's the likelihood of your going home and doing it? Pretty small most of the time. At least that's my experience as a doctor.
Yeah, true. Yeah, right.
If you take that sentence, now go through the sentences again
mm-hmm.
and mark through all of the ones that are written from the perspective of a third person or some other person's goals for you, and rewrite each one of those statements using I language. So instead of, my doctor thinks I should lose weight because my cholesterol is high, make the statement, it is important for me to lose weight so that I can live longer.
Oh, okay. I see the difference.
What happens in doing that is you're making the goal yours instead of your
mm-hmm.
doctor's,
mm-hmm.
and you're also adding on a little tag that makes it important to you.
And that's really going to help with our personal transformation, because we're taking ownership of it, right?
Exactly. And without ownership, you can't do anything with it anyway.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, and I like that exercise. So I encourage everyone who's listening to give that a try. And I know, Greg, your book's available on Amazon.
It is, yes.
And so people can get it right away. And again, the name of the book is New Mind, New Body, The Inner Makeover for a New You. And, you know, Greg, what's one final thought you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I would say, you know, if anyone who knew me before this ordeal of my own ever would have thought that I would have been some kind of a speaker or a focus on health or weight loss or weight control, I would have assumed they were crazy. Because
and that's
this was
a lie,
not
coming from
a center of my focus. And so what I can say is if I can successfully lose and keep off 60 pounds like I did using these psychological tools to aid me for long-term change, I know in the core of my being that other people can be successful at it too, because this was totally foreign to me. And putting it together was an incredible experience, and being able to share it is humbling and really quite delightful, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that.
And you know, I guess, you know, that's what really resonated with me, Greg, was that, you know, the fact that you had your own journey of weight loss and that, you know, this worked for you and here were the tools that you used. And, you know, to me it really was a different approach. It was more of an integrative approach that really, you know, brought out the personal development experiences that we can all have and achieve lasting results. And our audience can connect with you at your website, which is newmindnewbody.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I personally answer the email that if someone, you know, clicks the email link to contact, I personally will answer their questions. So feel free to do so.
Beautiful. And I also, I was on your site and I noticed very generously there's so many free items on this website. I encourage all of our listeners to go there right now. NewMindNewBody.com, all one word, NewMindNewBody. If you go to Greg's website, you'll get a free chapter of the book. There's access to a monthly newsletter. There's free resources, different exercises, audios, and there's also access to an online webinar. So highly encourage everyone to go visit Dr. Greg Brown on his website, New Mind, New Body. And Greg, thanks so much for being with us here today. It was spectacular to share this, and I know that you're going to receive a lot of emails from our listeners, so get ready.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It was a delight to speak with you all today.
You're welcome. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Living, and I invite you to connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free soul journaling guide and a 10-day soul journaling class with me. I would love to help support you in your journey to living a soul-guided life. And hey, like me on Facebook, so every morning when you get up, you'll receive inspiration to support living in alignment with your soul. And join me next week when our guest will be Indira Dayal Dominguez, author of a new book entitled You, A Spiritual Being on a Spiritual Journey, A New Paradigm for Living Life. And Indira is a speaker as well as being an author and has taught thousands of people these tools that we can use to find our own personal answers. And I love that. She's all about empowering you to live a new level of freedom, peace, and joy and what can be a challenging life today. I know this is going to be a really powerful conversation that you won't want to miss. So join me next Tuesday at 12 Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for Soul Guided Living. And remember to visit our Vivid Life radio archives and listen to the wisdom from all of our guests to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life now. You know, we've had over 3 million downloads of our episodes, 3 million downloads of the wisdom that is there for you, and it's all free. So visit our archives today. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geist. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeist.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.